Last week in Adventuring, Skondrag and Raphael dealt with the loss of Toa. After a moment of vulnerability between the two, the train arrived at Riverlake. They contacted the commander only to learn that they had just killed their own contact in the city, Sasha Marvelock. They went to her last known location and met a large man named Svage, who joined them as they ventured toward the Church of Solon. The sight of an implosion quickly stopped them in their tracks. What happened to Sasha while she was in the city? Who is this man, Svage? And why has he joined the team? What could have caused such devastation in the middle of Riverlake? Find out now what's happening today in Adventuring! Welcome back to Today in Adventuring, a homebrew D&D 5e podcast, because that's the one thing this world needs is yet another D&D podcast. I'm your DM, Will Powers, and on my right we have...
Ike Matem playing Raphael Grenditch.
Rich Powers as Shveg Patala.
And Cody playing Skondrag.
I think you forgot.
I don't say it every time.
Oh boy. Okay. Last episode, you guys went to the university. You met Grenditch, who may or may not be Raphael's brother.
He's my brother.
Probably not.
And after that you heard an explosion.
Names, yeah.
And left the university to go find the church. I think you guys are heading towards the church. And saw the site of the explosion. And so that's where we're at now. I just described the scene of the explosion. I'm going to describe it again. In case it's been a week since you've heard it. If not, skip 15 seconds. You'll be fine. So as you are kind of walking down the street, you notice a crowd of people who are... Like, you hear some people kind of crying. You hear, like, police... sirens, you hear people yelling back and forth, and you see this giant crater in the ground. The surrounding buildings look like they've been sucked in a little bit, and inside the crater you see, not around the crater, but inside the crater you see debris from like windows being shattered and sucked in, and pieces of buildings being sucked in. And the crater itself is about a block wide, and every 5 yards there's an increasingly deeper circle. At the center of this crater, a massive tree is deeply rooted in the ground, and you can see like the figure of an elf like stretched out of the tree, and it looks like he has a twisted look of pain and anger on his face, and there might have been a struggle. What are you guys kind of doing as you're seeing this scene on the road?
I'm gonna roll and just see if I perceive any, like, is there any officials? Is there anybody stepping into the crater? Is there anybody going after that painful-looking elf guy?
Yeah. Go ahead and roll me a perception check.
7.
7.
14.
I told them not to buy your dice. Yeah, so you look into the crowd, and you can kind of see one guy who's kind of commanding the scene. You see them kind of cordoning off the area, making sure people aren't just walking into it. You see kind of a woman is talking to an officer off on the side. That's what you see.
I'd like to edge kind of closer to the woman talking to the cop, see if she's like a witness and talking to him about what she saw.
Yeah. As you kind of, I want you to see how stealthily you do that. So
16.
Yeah. Plus, I'd say you do it pretty well. Plus, I mean, that's you sneaking. So
plus what, stealth?
Yeah.
That's a 19.
Okay, cool.
That's one away from 20.
Yeah.
Better than 16.
You sneak up really well. You're kind of like just kind of you kind of insert yourself into a group of people that are kind of watching the scene in front of them, but not like so much so that you're actually like involved in their conversation. You're just kind of near enough to the officer and the woman that you can kind of hear her talking. Mm-hmm. And you hear her say, so like I said, I was just across the building. I work at the building next door, and I was watching as this young, I don't know, there was just two people who walked across the street. As far as I knew, the building was empty. And then I heard this sound like I've never heard before. And the building was just gone.
What was the sound like that I say out loud? And then I like realize I said it, and I'm just like open eyes wide looking at her.
The officer looks over at you, and it's a tall elven man who's like, "What was that, sir?"
She said it was a sound that she'd never heard before, and she's talking pretty loud, and you're out in the open, and I was just curious what the sound was.
You're eavesdropping on my, not interrogation, but getting
investigation.
Questions. Yes.
You're out in the open, and she's talking pretty loud, so yes.
Who are you?
Randy.
Randy?
Yes.
Do you work for the city?
Yes.
What department?
Investigations.
Roll me post a deception blast. Check.
Fourteen.
That was a nat one.
post blast investigations.
He's like, I didn't.
You might as well lay it on now.
Post. I didn't know they had already sent you guys out here.
It's a secret
yes,
department.
If you please, I'd love to see someone from your field be able to interview bombing witness.
Don't please. I don't. Strictly don't do interviews. I could step in, but I did bring my team with me, and we are prepared to take a look at the blast site.
Okay.
Why don't you continue?
So Swage, he picks up a big rock.
Swage, what do you get out of that? Anything? Take some notes, and I'll come.
I move rock.
Good. Perfect.
The officer's looking over, and he's like, amazing.
It's truly groundbreaking.
Your department. Is stunning.
Wait till you see Skondrag's work with trees. It is breathtaking.
Okay.
Continue investigating the witnesses. We will be in the blast seat. Let me know if you or any officers come up with anything. And I give him a little salute with my two fingers.
Okay. You walk up to the edge of the blast. Are you following him or?
So far, I've just kind of been on the edge, just kind of observing and just looking out like, I wasn't around him when he did his investigation.
Okay. Are you going to go get him or are you just leaving him?
Yeah, I'll go get him.
Okay. And you stage.
I'm looking for, is anyone injured? Maybe I could help, maybe move a rock off of someone that might have a rock on.
Are there any rocks?
But I'm trying to stay as close as I can to these two guys.
Okay. I would say that the area has already been pretty well cleared, but you're definitely kind of looking for people. You don't see anyone in the space, but you kind of move your hand and move this yellow tape up and walk underneath it. And you hear like an officer from the other side of the crater yell out, "What are you guys doing? Civilians are not allowed in the." And then you hear Gerald say, "He's from the post-bomb division." And Officer Gerald is actually the CO in this scenario. And so the guy just backs off. And yeah, you guys are free to walk about the scene.
What did you get us into, Raphael?
I don't know, but it's pretty cool, isn't it? Watch this. And I start like kicking up dust everywhere. And I like waft it into my face and be like, "This is official business." And I look at the crowd.
What is... I immediately look at Geralt.
Geralt's looking at you, and he's like, "That's not usual procedure."
New division, new tactics. We gotta find the bombers, you know?
Oh, okay. And he just looks back at the woman.
Swage gets kind of close to Raphael, and he goes, "Why you lie to man?"
It's a joke, Swage. It's a big joke. We gotta pretend
real,
like we're somebody
real,
else.
Real funny. Watch this one. You ready? Hey, can you bring me I need a coffee.
Geralt just like waves his hand, and you see like one of the younger officers wearing a full uniform kind of run off.
Swage, do you want anything?
Swage, pick up Rock.
Good, fantastic. Keep picking him up, and we'll let me know if you find
anything.
Tell
me anything. If you find a yod.
Yod.
Yeah.
I want to go look at the tree.
Okay. Yeah, you walk up to the tree, and when you get closer, you can see how, like, I mean, it looks like this elf was intricately carved into the tree. Like, it was almost like a real elf.
Like a real person that was, like, bombed and got stuck there.
Could be. Yeah, you don't know.
We're going to roll perception.
Okay.
Is that elf still alive?
I wouldn't even make you roll perception. Definitely no. Well,
is there
it
any
depends on how you define alive.
Is there any aspect of this tree that is alive?
The tree itself is alive, yes.
Okay.
So he's a tree?
He is now an intricate part of that tree.
Yes.
Then I kind of stop and look. Is there any sort of marking or anything on the elf that would like maybe identify him or associate him with another clan or family or anything of those natures?
If you were to like, he's wearing like, if you look at him, you see he's wearing a very nice suit with a tie. That's all you get off of it is the fact that he's incredibly well dressed. He looks like he would be the boss.
I want to read the newspaper that I brought and read that article.
It's like maybe a hit, like, you know, like a drive-by implosion.
Maybe, but he said the building was empty. That's the thing that I'm...
It seemed like they were trying to kill this guy, though.
Yeah.
Like he's a boss.
Yeah.
When Doctor was looking, did he... were there trees in the middle of any of these other
implosions? I mean, I'm imagining this is like an ecological, like, terrorist organization. They're mad that they've cut down all the trees, so now they're, like, terrorists.
Yes, but is there, I mean, where'd the tree come from?
I think it's some, like, magical thing that, because he said it was dead center of it, so it's probably...
Have we seen trees? I mean, trees are pretty common.
This tree looks different.
Okay.
How is it different? Four. Tell me about the bark.
Do you guys want to roll and see if you
tell me about the leaves?
Else?
I'm going to actually like come up and pull out my dagger and just kind of take a piece of bark from
the... Do you touch
the
tree?
I touched the tree.
Sure did.
I'm really close to him.
Okay.
Cuz I'm thinking the tree might... I'm ready to defend you a little bit.
I had no intentions of the tree harming me. So
it was a tree.
You touched the tree.
I touched it.
And
that's wood.
You feel a force kind of coalesce around your hand, and you watch as this purple light like emits from the back of your hand, and like as you come into contact with the tree, there's a green light from the tree. And they kind of mix together. And then, like, your hand starts to burn. And the tree where you're touching rots and begins to wilt. And then you hear a scream from behind you. As you see this rotting spread throughout the tree. And there's a commotion as the onlookers see this happening. And, like, people start really freaking out as they see it. And you just hear policemen, like, trying to calm people down and yelling, no, it's just, that's an old urban myth, stop. And you just hear, like, a bunch of people yelling Reaper and running away.
Well, this seems normal.
Maybe I should protect the tree.
Are you near us?
I think I looked at the tree, but I'm probably more than 10 feet away from you.
Hey, and I kind of pull my hand back and say, Svej, you touch tree.
Svej, not touch tree.
No.
Tree have, what'd you say, cobble in it?
Cobble, no.
No, okay.
Kaba?
Yeah, Kaba.
No, tree have no Kaba. Trees don't have Kaba.
Yeah, come on.
You're funny, man.
Reaper.
Yes, I'm funny.
You Reaper.
I appreciate that.
This hey, I eat tree with hammer.
How about you just touch tree and see if it die?
Big, not touch tree.
Touch tree with hammer? Softly.
Yeah. Svig takes his small hammer, his forging hammer. He has a couple of them on his belt, just the normal one, and he strikes the tree with a hammer.
Okay. Yeah, you hit the tree.
It's more of a tap, kind of like, what's this thing made out of?
Yeah, yeah. You hit the tree, and as you do, you see not necessarily ripples, but you see kind of green light as you hit that point kind of spread throughout the tree, starting from where you come into contact with it.
And you want me to touch tree. It's a weird tree.
It is a weird tree. Raphael.
Yep.
If you want to step out into the crowd.
Two, actually, all three of you. The commotion behind you doesn't so much notice it. Your past perception is what again?
14.
14. And yours is?
15.
15. Svage, what's yours?
No, 17.
My what?
Passive
perception.
It's 10.
10?
Mine is a 17.
Okay, you don't notice this, but in the commotion behind you, as people are kind of like running away from the scene now that they've seen the tree
the
decay.
Reaper?
you kind of notice, like, just out of the corner of your eye, you see two figures almost seem to come out of the tree of the back.
Did I notice it?
You two both did. Nobody else does. Phage, you don't.
The tree in the middle?
Yep.
Yes.
Figures.
So the
come out of
tree I just touched.
Two figures come out, and they're moving quickly toward an alleyway.
I'm going to follow them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Where you guys go?
Come, follow. Svage, come after us.
I'm running after him.
Okay. You guys run and follow these two figures. They are moving very fast. Raphael, I'll say that Skydrag kind of falls behind a little bit as you guys are running, and you run into this alleyway, and it turns into a dead end in between two buildings, and you see two figures standing in front of you in the middle of this dead end, and then I'll say Skandrag and Svage kind of catch up to you, and all three of you are kind of staring at these two.
Why did you, why'd you come out of that tree? You probably have some talking to, or we're going to have some butts that need to be whooped.
We don't mean you harm. I don't know what he's saying, but just help us understand what's going on.
They're both, like, looking at, like, and I would say, like, they don't look big. They look...
Dryad?
Like teenagers. No, and they're both kind of in like
they found you
stances, found like not necessarily attack stances, but they're like at the ready, you know.
Listen, and we don't mean you any harm. We're just trying to figure out what happened. Where'd you come from?
And one of them looks over at the other, and you hear like a teenage boy, and he's like, "Data, this isn't good." And then you see the other one look over, and she's like, "Data, I know. We need to get out of here.
Maybe we can help you.
We can probably get you to the forest without trees, but you need to help us out with
what's..." They both focus in on you, and he's like, "How'd you know?"
"Well, it's in the newspapers.
It's pretty much everywhere."
"How did you know we were from there?"
"It's pretty obvious."
"Yeah, it's got to stand out. Kind of like this guy," and I point to Svedge.
"Why you point at Svedge again?"
They both look at you and they're like,
"You came out of a tree.
We saw you. You were kind to the trees."
And I whip around and look at Svage. Do you know these people?"
"Nope."
"Svage doesn't know you. You know him?
He never saw us, but we've seen you."
"Yeah, that's normal.
You see Svage?
Good job, Svage.
You've been to Baldur Cross?"
No. "You were camping in the forest without trees."
"Ah, yeah, you see horse."
"Yeah, I saw your three-legged
horse." "Yeah.
three-legged. All right, I'm curious. And that, I kind of look and say, listen, I don't know what's happening to your tree. I don't know what the Reaper is. I don't know what any of this is. But honestly, I do know this. We've got to do something to help you guys out.
Where were you right before you came here? Did you transport here? Why were you in the tree? Explain this to me like I'm 3 years old.
And the girl kind of steps forward, and you can kind of like see tears in her eyes a little bit. And she's got green skin, and you can kind of see some leaves. They're like both wearing black hoodies.
Definitely dryad.
And you see some leaves kind of poking out from her hair. And then from her back, you can just barely see like a branch coming out of her backpack that she's wearing. And she like looks at you guys, and she's like, we didn't mean it. There wasn't supposed to be anyone in the building, and he was trying to hurt us, and we know it wasn't right, but we. And then like her brother stops her, and he's like, we don't know them. We can't tell them this stuff. No, Come on.
Did you hear the whole part about where I said that we're about the federal, the post-blast investigation
division? Yeah, you're with the city. You're with the police.
Can I let you in on a little secret? It was all a lie. All a lie. I fibbed to that cop.
Listen, and I'm trying to persuade him at this point. Like, we are friends, not enemies. We are trying to figure out, solve what's going on. We've got our own thing that we actually probably need some assistance on, and I'm more likely to trust you than half the criminals in this town.
It's true. We are with Sphage, and I mean, Sphage was in the forest.
Can I sense whether they're good or evil?
You sense... Oh, that's a tough one. So you're going to use that ability?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You sense that they're good.
Okay. Sphage like people. They like trees.
Actually,
like trees.
That's exactly kind of the vibe that you get. Is they're not like, I wouldn't say that they're inherently good. I would say that you feel like they are like trees, that they are there.
Do I hear ringing in ears?
No.
Like holy angels.
No.
Okay.
The teenage boy. Dida looks at his sister and he's like, we can't stop now. We have to go. And then he throws a seed on the ground, and you see a green light emit from his hand.
Shwing!
You're gonna...
No. Swage...
Roll... No, Swage... that would be a reaction.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Swage just opens up the shield on his shield arm.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say what happens is like, you like see what's happening, and immediately both of you feel like you're separated from each other, and you see this giant shield pop out of his bracer as he slams it into the ground just in time to feel the full force of these vines that shoot out of the ground and like wrap around the building in bricks in this alleyway. And then you see overhead of you like the two twins like crawling up the sides of the building with vines on their wrists.
Ah, that was good timing, Sphage. That probably would have hurt. How'd you know that? You that was impressive.
I protect myself.
Well, I'm glad I'm next to you then. Well, okay, Dida, we're gonna get. Well, I guess you don't need our help, but we'll probably see you in a couple days, judging by the path of our trajectory.
Great. As they're leaving, you can already see these vines in the alleyway start to wilt a little bit, and like right where that seed was. There's like a little piece of white, like kind of looks like paper on the ground.
Hmm.
I turn and I start to walk down the alley just out of here. I take a match out and I strike it on the side of the brick and I light my cigar and I'm walking out.
Okay.
Swage would probably get a better look at the paper and might take it with him.
Yeah.
If he thought it was powder or metal, he probably would take it with him.
Yeah. So you, interesting. You pick it up and it actually is a menu from a restaurant or a cafe in this case. And at the top of this paper, you see the name. Shoot, what is it? Aspen's Coffee Grindery.
Hmm. I probably would have no interest in the paper with the words on it. It's not powder or rock, and I probably would set it back down.
Yeah. You don't look at both sides?
Oh, I might. I'm just analyzing the whole thing, probably.
Yeah. On one side, you see the menu for Aspen's Coffee Grindery. And on the back, you see a list of names, basically. And you see six of these named. And then you see like circles around each of them. And then through five of them, there's a line crossed out.
Hit list.
No joke.
So can we learn these names? Yeah, I mean, if I'm reading
you're
it,
not there.
I'm looking at these names.
Yeah, so I'm not.
My common reading's not the best, but I can like see if I recognize the names.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be able to recognize most of them, but the last one that's circled, you would definitely recognize, which says the Church of Solon.
Yeah, I don't recognize that. Maybe you would. You guys talked. They talked about it, but
yeah, like, yeah. So yeah. That's how you would recognize it, is that they were speaking about it. Yeah. So, and I will say, nope, you wouldn't. You weren't there. Never mind.
Hey. Guys, I would probably want them to see the.
I feel like we'd be leaving the alley and we'd see that he was still back there, so I would probably.
I kind of stop at the end of the alley.
I would wait. Yeah.
Hey, Raphael.
Yes, yes, Svage.
There's Skondrig, Stondra, Jiggy, Draggy.
That's close enough. He's at the front of the alley. What are you looking at?
Look at paper. It has name.
Okay. I look at the paper and. Well, tell me what's on the paper.
You see the same thing. Know, you joking. See the menu with the circles.
This is kind of interesting. I feel like we probably need to go to talk to the authorities about the Church of Solon. Look at this. And I show it to Skondrag.
When you see the piece of paper, you definitely recognize the menu. It is the coffee shop in between the building that's in between the casino and the inn.
Hmm. That's really interesting. And I kind of take it and flip it both sides. And
then on the back side, once again, you see that circled name, the Church of Solon.
Did I recognize any of the other names?
Did you actually read the newspaper?
Yeah.
Each one of them coincides with the report of the buildings that have been imploded with trees in the
middle.
What's
the second to last name on it?
The second to last name?
Yes.
The second to last name is Sherwood Construction Company.
Nice. Sounds like they're done, though. I mean, they hit all the places, yeah. And now they're done.
Except for the church.
Oh, we probably should protect the church.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
Well, hold on. As we kind of, and I keep flipping back to the front side of this and going back and going. So Sasha needed to talk to the deacons at the Church of Solon.
Yeah, she probably knew that.
The church seems to be, if it's on this list, judging by the other bombings, it's probably not necessarily for the forest. So maybe we need to talk to the deacons, figure out what we need to get figured out, and then
go to the forest.
Preemptively try and meet up with our two hooded friends back there.
Yeah. I don't hate that idea.
I'm not necessarily jumping in to protect this church of a son, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not a big church guy, but that'd be fine. I can go.
Okay. So what's kind of your plan of action from this point then? Like, are you going to go?
We're going to the church.
You're going straight to the church.
We can talk to the deacons. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to I'm going to go to the church.
You want Schwag come?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
Schwag come.
I think there's some cool metals you might appreciate or dirt Kaba. Or something. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shveg cup.
Shveg, you notice as you kind of are holding onto your shield, I just want to throw this last point in. Most of the vines have died off, but the ones around your shield are still well alive.
Hmm.
You can choose to take them off or that's up to you.
Where on my shield?
They're kind of like just
on the front. Because it's still open.
Yeah, yeah. So it's okay, like on the front and they kind of like wrapped around. But yeah.
I would probably get them off my shield.
Okay. The moment they kind of detach from your shield, they shrivel and die.
Oh.
Do we all notice that?
I would say so.
I don't think anything of it. You know, yeah. To me, it's like I don't like stuff on my shield. So.
Yeah.
I might even get a little powder out and kind of shine it back up.
Yeah,
it's pretty shiny.
Svej, that's a unique piece of equipment you've got there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you make it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Edelstahl, it's shiny.
Yes.
It makes a shield shiny and very strong.
Yeah.
Edelstahl, it's like a long time make shield.
Oh.
Do you... That's nice. Do you have to mine to get some of this
Where
stuff
do you
yourself?
Get all the
yeah, how do you get your supplies, I guess? And
I go to mountain and break rocks and come back to Forg and I do things with the powder.
You're an interesting man, Svage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little more old school than most of us.
Yeah. I feel like you like the simple things in life.
Yeah, I like forging.
Yeah, forging. That's yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
My mother forging.
Ah, and her mother's mother before her.
Yeah, we like forging.
Yes.
I mean, I'm definitely from a fellow forger myself.
Not forger.
Yeah.
That's faking documents.
Yeah, I forging.
Yes, you do.
Forging with fire.
Yeah,
forging.
And metals.
Love that
and,
show.
And rock.
Forg and fire.
Forg and fire.
That's how he researched his character. How is that? How's just the other night?
I watched a lot of Forg and fire. Oh, yeah.
It's on Netflix now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've watched a lot of them.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say that you had this conversation as you're kind of walking out of the alley toward the church. You walk back into the main area, and you see, like, still that commotion. There's a lot less people here now, just because they, like, when they saw the rotting tree, like, they ran.
Wait, I want to talk to Gerald before we leave.
Gerald? Okay. Yep. Yes, sir.
Yes. Investigation has been concluded. Routine bombing.
Perfect. How'd they do it?
Well, they have dryad magic powers. Basically, they channel the power.
There hasn't been a dryad since the forest died.
Yeah. Did you get my coffee, Gerald?
And how did you know that?
I told you. I'm with the Office of Post-Blast Investigation.
That's great. What evidence at the scene gave
Gerald,
you the impression
did you get my
that
coffee
this is
yet?
Dryad
magic? Did you get this man his coffee?
The officer has been, like, running around the area trying to find you with the coffee. Yeah, like,
try Aspen's Coffee Grindery next to the hotel.
Like, Swage is, like in between them, like, looking at each other and, like trying to keep up with the conversation.
I now get the coffee and take a sip. And
you brought
this
my
is,
man
This
back.
Isn't Aspen's.
That's you want yod?
No, Aspen's is on the other side of town. It's by
right,
the port.
That's what I expected.
This is disrespectful. Listen.
Are you kidding me? Like, and I toss the coffee on the ground and say, go.
Variety of the tree.
The young officer gets, like, really, like, sad. And the Gerald's just, like, dismissed. And he just, like, puts his head down and walks away.
Variety right. of the tree was that of reflects the past times of the druid shrubberies.
It's druids? Simple.
Dryad
shrubbery. Like,
different.
This is basic what biology.
What type of tree is it?
This is basic biology. This is an African redwood.
Look,
on the,
okay.
Like, off
okay.
Hey,
here's the deal.
Like, this is a native Eiffelheimian tree.
I mean,
Can you argue with me?
Common.
I'm not trying to argue. I have to fill out a report. Gosh, you need the evidence.
Regular beat cop. Let's do this. Come on.
Listen, Eiffelheim tree. Common doesn't have words for
okay,
it.
Okay, you know what? Do you want to just fill out the report for me?
Absolutely
and
not.
Hands you the forms.
And I take
slap
it,
them on the ground. Yeah. I don't get paid to do that. You do, beat cop. And I walk off.
Excuse my friend's intolerance.
You called me here. I came here to investigate, and that's what I did, and I did it damn well.
Fine. Do you want to just send me the information to
Do you have a business card?
No, you can reach me at the police offices.
What precinct are you in?
I'm in the River Lake Main Precinct.
Fantastic. I'll be finding you.
Thank you.
Who's your superior?
It's Captain Jeffries.
What was that? Louder.
Captain Jeffries.
Say it with your chest.
It's Captain Jeffries.
Good. Dismissed.
He like picks up the papers and walks away.
I felt like that went well.
That was definitely,
is this still a funny joke?
Definitely
still
better, joke. Better than expected. Hey, we should probably get to the church.
He could have shot us. He had a gun.
That is not canonical, even though he said it, but he did have a weapon. So.
I don't know. Have you seen how fast he moves with his shield? It is lightning.
So it's pretty impressive.
Swage
it's
10 times faster than I can see.
Retracts his shield. Shoot.
Yeah.
It's back into a gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get me one of those.
Yeah, pretty slick.
Maybe or
he can
two.
He can make you one.
Shvage make you one. Take long time. Years. 2 years.
Yeah, we go to the forging together.
We go forging.
Yeah, that'd
be
like great.
Forging.
I'd love to see you guys forge together.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm more
are
of a,
you guys still going to... Are you doing anything else in this
unless
area?
Unless you want to leave us here and let us keep talking. No, I think
we're
going
to
go
to
the
church.
All right. Perfect. So you guys kind of work your way through the city. Again, the church is the easiest thing to find. There's signs everywhere for the Church of Solon. And they're all like touristy signs that are very much so like, come meet our patron Solon. Like very, very, I don't want to say disingenuous, but that's how they feel.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. This is one of those things, Raphael, where maybe you might want to put on your talking hat and just pretend like you agree with this, because the people we need to speak to and get information from very much believe in it. And so...
you know it's bullcrap, though, right?
I very much don't necessarily agree, but...
Okay, I don't disagree with this, but you guys have... knowingly met at two gods.
Hey, easy. I was getting there. I don't necessarily like buy all of the whole worlds, but we do have a friend, and I kind of open up my coat and point to the wand. We interacted with that one. I know for a fact Lady's shining on us today, so we're doing good, and I'm going to the casino later tonight.
Yeah.
And on top of it,
I just wanna say, when you mention Lady, it almost feels like you have a hand on your shoulder.
Right,
Swage.
I do kind of look back to make sure it's not Swage.
Swage's hand is a lot bigger.
It doesn't feel like a giant man's hand, like.
And so, sitting there being a dwarf next to two like humans and one very large human, I look over my shoulder to see if she's actually standing there.
She's not there.
But at the same time, I just said like, so. All that being said, I'm not going to say it's not real. I'm not going to say it is real. However, when we walk in, don't intentionally mispronounce the name of this one, because I don't want to see you fall into a spiky
Solon?
Pit. That's the way I understand
Solon.
It. Solon.
Solon.
Yeah, you probably don't want Swage pronouncing the name, so.
Yeah, I write it down on a small scrap of paper, and I hand it to Swage. Solon.
And then I take... I take my wand out of my coat and kind of look at it and stick it back in the like inner coat pocket. Solon. Say Solon.
Solon.
I am so tempted to make you roll a d20 right now for saying it correctly after having said Famar so many times wrong. But I'm not, well.
You do you, man. You're the DM.
I'm not going to this time.
I'll roll it because I got one on load.
Okay. You guys find the church pretty easily through the city. Again, it's the center of town.
See? Kabar. I told you.
He told you, Skandrag.
Kabar, so like wand. Have Kabar.
Yes. Yes. I'll be honest, man. I call that copper. Copper.
Oh. You know, different language.
Yeah, I call Svage. You call Swaggy.
I've never called you Swaggy.
You call me Slage. Slage. Svage? Slage is hammer.
Svage hammer. Yes.
Like the hit Dave Matthews song cover.
So I pull out my larger hammer, both handed. And I point to the side of my hammer where there's this little indention, and I say, Svage. Svage.
It's clear as day, Skandrag. Yeah. It says right there.
Yeah, I will be sure to call you the closest thing I can to your biological name given to you.
He's not
by
good
your
with names, Svage.
Wonderful forgiving kind of mother.
It's kind of his thing.
You make fun of my mother.
I've never made fun of your mother.
He did.
You smile. You smile when you say mother.
He did smile.
She's a wonderful woman. How could she not give you her hips?
He was making jokes in the alley about your mother.
My mother.
Yes.
Best forger.
So good.
Very, very good forger. Very knowledgeable.
The massive cathedral.
I was ready. I was like, well, here we go.
The massive cathedral before you.
Did you roll for that, Rich?
Do I have to? I'm new.
You got to roll for it. You got to roll a d20. You roll anything under a 10.
I'm a new guy.
It's fair. You got to roll for drink.
No problem. 12.
Good. See? You're good. You're good. Everyone, it's me, Will Powers, the creator and DM of this show. Welcome back to Afternoon in Adventuring. Can you believe it? We're on episode 14 already. This means that we've been launching this show for about 10 weeks at this point, and we're still going strong. I have a few quick notes for everyone listening. First, we have a new addition to our store website. There are two kinds of stickers you can get now. You have the typical TADF podcast, well, it's Today in Adventuring podcast sticker. And then we created, or I should say Ike, created a Seekers of Truth sticker and pin. Buying those would be a huge help to the podcast in two ways. One, you'll be supporting us financially. And two, you're spreading awareness of the show by repping us. Show yourself off as a seeker, because that's what you are. And check out the link in the description. Next thing, I've begun writing two more short stories for the Patreon. If you want to dive deep into the world and find out the events that led up to the campaign and the stories of the characters in it, well, you should go check out the Patreon. There's a great amount of content in there already, and there's going to be quite a bit more on the way. Lastly, make sure you check out our social medias. Facebook is Today in Adventuring, and Instagram is TADF Podcast. We do announcements, community-oriented posts, and I would love for you to be a part of that. We may not have a physical citadel, but you are still seekers in my book. Be part of our community, find other people that love the show and that you might be able to engage with, and if you're on the social medias, who knows, you might even be able to talk to some of the cast. Thank you to the person that left us a 5-star review on iTunes. I can't do a more specific shout out because I can only see a name if you leave a comment, but I do appreciate you helping us out in that way. If you're listening and you enjoy this content, follow in this mystery person's footsteps and leave us a 5-star review. you'll immediately move to the top of the people that Will likes list. Honestly, like straight to the top. It just means so much to us. We get to see that you enjoy the content so much that you've put it out there for everyone else to see. And it helps more people see. So I can't say it enough. Please leave that 5-star review for us. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I hope you enjoy the rest of this episode. Here is to seeking truth. You see this incredibly large building, like that splits the town, honestly. Like there's the road, and then it's like an extra wide road, so the buildings are farther apart from this massive building. And the cathedral is obviously like an architectural wonder of the world. The building takes up blocks of the city center, with spires dwarfing some of the skyscrapers around it, and the stoneworks are carved in kind of like a Gothic style. And they reach up to many spikes that point toward the sky, their tips gilded, reflecting the light of the sun around the city. And there's a pathway that leads toward the building, and there's just like this really long manicured grass along the sides of this pathway. And the building comes out, so it's like got this large rectangular back, and then it has two kind of protruding points toward the front, with large towers rising above those points. And the path leads straight down the middle of those two points toward that rectangular center. And this path is the only thing that cuts through this masterfully manicured grass, a deep green sea, just beautiful. And about halfway down the path, as you're walking, you see this path widen into kind of a large circular area. And the center of this circle, there's a gilded platform. And you see these hands kind of sculpted out of gold that are like wrapping around each other. And they have fire coming out of their palms. And they wrap around each other in a circular motion. And then there's an opening that comes directly out toward the church itself.
I'm very interested in the gold hands, so I start try to stay close to him, but I think I take the lead towards these this structure in the middle. It would really interest me.
Okay, roll me a perception check.
I just say I just stop and rub my hand on the grass and go, you know, Eddie and Percival would have loved this.
This
is fantastic.
We could take some. Oh, hey, look, that's the one. So.
All you know is what I've told you so far.
Okay.
It's good.
So the hands are around the platform in the middle?
Yeah, so there's a platform in the middle, and then there's these like sculpted hands that come up like a little bit above that platform. And like I said, they kind of wrap around each other as the sculpture goes, and there's flames coming out of the middle of their palms upward.
And this is the like the entry garden to the...
We're not the main entrance.
It's not what, in what, the church, what right?
This is not in the church. It's a courtyard. This is out. Yeah,
what color
exactly
are these flames?
It's all gold. Like it's all gold pure flames. Gold.
Interesting. Oh, are they actual flames or are they just like golden flames?
Oh no! So the statue is the gold, and then there's actual flames.
What color are the flames?
Yeah, that's
the flames are just regular flame color. Okay.
Got it. Orange.
Yeah.
So I would say I kind of give it a nod and then continue on.
Continue. You continue walking toward the building, and like the sheer size of this building is like throwing you off a little bit because it is literally like 20, 25 stories tall. But it is huge. Like, the width of the building is so much wider than all the other skyscrapers around it.
It's going to be a big implosion.
Yeah, not good.
Not good at all.
And as you enter the main hall, the doors are wide open, and you see these large wooden doors wrapped with a golden metal along the side. And on the image of the door, you see like a carved elf, like a giant elf who looks scowling down upon anyone that enters. And when you go into the building itself, there's this large red wool-like substance that lines the floor down the center of the room. And you see these pillars made of...
Brought out the red carpet for us.
I was trying not to say it.
Welcome to our church.
And along the sides of this red carpet, you see these massive marble pillars that reach all the way up to the top of the ceiling. And you see these like flames that are carved in and gilded that wrap themselves around the pillars going up. And then you see at the edge of this room, like all the way across the room. And again, this is like a whole block's worth to walk to get to the other side. There's this giant 15-story statue shaped like a muscular elf, looking down on all who enter the chamber. Again, that same figure you saw out on the door carved. And you see these flames that wrap themselves up around his body in kind of a helical design from floor all the way to the ceiling.
Is he wearing anything, or does he have any weapons?
I'd say he's wearing kind of, you see like a leather band around his midsection that comes down into kind of like the Roman style leather that goes down the legs, and he's wearing sandals, and then you see a leather strap that comes up around his body, and you see a sword with a hilt with a red gem in it on the top.
So I kind of just stick my thumb and my finger in my mouth and just really, really loud just to see if anybody moves around. Like, is there anybody in this giant building?
Yeah. You do that, and like you hear the whistle like just continue to expand, and it takes like 10-15 seconds, and then you hear the echo of your whistle.
Skundriogi, why you whistle? I'm
just trying to get some attention.
Near the front of the room, as you kind of walked in, you see a man, it's an elf, walk over to you, and he's wearing these long brown robes, and he walks up and he says, "How can I help you, my son?"
Yeah, are you a deacon here?
I am above the deacons. I am Father Ramus.
How would I maybe speak to one of the deacons?
Who in specific are you hoping to speak with today?
Smith.
Literally any of them.
Any of them in... Okay.
I didn't get a name. I was told that I was supposed to speak to a deacon in the church.
What's his name?
Okay. Was there anything the deacon was responsible for or in charge of?
Speaking to one of my friends, and her name is Sasha.
That is rather unhelpful, dwarf. Yep.
Wow.
And I kind of bristle at that and kind of look back and say, "Hey, listen, I'm just trying to ask you kindly for any help you can give me, Father."
Well, perhaps if you wander a little longer, you may learn something. And he just walks away.
So Swage is having a hard time looking up because he's wearing a domed helmet.
Yeah.
So he takes his helmet off. So he kind of grabs, there's like an opening where my eyes can see out, and there's kind of a place here, but there's a big, huge nose guard that comes down. So I
make sure
I grab it, and I like rotate it quickly to the left, and then it comes off.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I, like a magnet on my belt in the back, it snaps to.
Hmm. Would you describe your face to us?
Yeah, I'm got a really dark hair, black. It is shaved on this side here, and it flops over onto the left side of my head. And I've got a nice medium-sized beard. It looks kind of like it's, you know, the ends have been burned, not necessarily cut. But it's a nice medium-sized beard. I got a scar on my right cheek, looks like hot piece of metal got on it. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. You notice something underneath my flop.
Ah, Swage. I like you better without your helmet on. You look less spooky.
I'm still a little frustrated with the elf that walked off and like gave me zero information.
Yeah.
And so
were we near Skondrag when we had that?
Yeah, you guys are all right next to each other.
Okay. Okay. I want to like jog and try to catch up to him. Father, I think what my friend Skondrag was trying to say was...
You see him turn around and obviously his teeth are gritting together. And he's like, I do not enjoy your presence, human.
What you...
So Swage just kind of puts his hand on the guy's shoulder and gives kind of a medium hard squeeze. You listen to friend.
Roll me an intimidation.
Oh, I'm not very good at that.
Really?
A 5. Oh, 7, sorry.
Kind of put your hand on his shoulder, and he just looks back at you and like briskly knocks your hand off, and he's like, how dare you touch me? Mm-hmm.
Listen,
this isn't going to go the way we want it to.
Father, we have information that might pertain to the longevity and livelihood of this building. In the forms of,
we still have that menu. We could hand that to him.
We do have the menu. Yeah, did you take it?
Yeah, we have it. I gave it to you.
Why don't you just speak with someone who cares? And he just, again, continues.
Wrong guy.
Oh, okay.
Strong guy.
Yeah, wrong guy.
Bear with me.
Yeah.
I say, Solon, I spit on the ground and see what the guy does.
You're bold. He hears you spit. And,
they got a whole bunch of monks here. What are you doing?
He reaches beneath his robes, and you see him pull out a little box, and he flips it open, and he looks at it, and he says, Commissioner Jefferson, we have a situation at the Church of Solon. Would you mind sending some... officers.
They're going to send that same guy.
And then he flicks it closed and he says, your presence here will no longer be tolerated.
Don't say I didn't try. Seeing you tomorrow.
Yep. Someone wants to blow up the church, but you seem not so interested in that fact. And I turn around and walk away.
They wouldn't be the first.
But they would be the last.
That's absolutely true.
As you guys are walking out, like leaving the church, there's
one of my rusty coins into the tithe bucket.
Which size?
Which size?
Keep track of it.
Small.
Okay. You guys are walking out, and another kind of robed figure kind of runs up to you. And he kind of, like, before you leave, he kind of grabs, doesn't grab you, but he's like, oh, wait, please. It is unfortunate that you met Father Ramus first. He's not very fond of tourists.
Anyone.
Yeah.
New followers, money, seems like that I don't, nothing.
Solon.
It might, come with me before the police arrive. I would rather not have you be arrested.
Well, what's judging name, by, buddy? I have nothing else better to do in this town. Lead the way.
We have a lot better to do in this town. Like, we're just not there yet.
You see my horse, the three-legged horse.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
And you guys got to go 4 day. Yeah. So,
so you're going to follow him?
Yeah, we're going to follow him. While we're following him, can I ask him what his name is?
Yes, I'm Deacon Arthur.
wonderful.
That is there's good. Just,
sorry, I'm Deacon Arthas.
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 A-A-R-T.
Do you know anybody that's name starts with an S?
Starts with an S?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe female talking to you about some stuff in the Lost Tears.
Wait, Sasha?
There it is. All right. We're on the right track
bingo.
Now.
That's a bingo.
What was she talking to you about?
S. Again, Ramus was not kidding about calling the police. We really should.
Oh, no. We're walking to
we're
wherever.
Going.
Okay.
We're moving.
Yeah, so he kind of walks you out of the main chamber.
Walking and talking.
Please let there be a secret passage.
And walks you up to the side, like a small side wooden door, and like opens it.
Damn.
And
you want Swage to open it?
and you guys walk through, and you walk in, and where this like this main hall was incredibly elegant, so beautiful, stone, perfectly manicured, gold everywhere. Now you're in this cold, damp, dark hallway that's just stone and wood and just kind of pitiful.
Heck of a place you got here, Arthas.
Swage is like,
yeah, this good. Is my room is right over here. And he pulls open a door and you see this single like piece of wood in the corner that's kind of suspended against the wall with like some hay on it and then like a tweed kind of material on top, and then you see like a really shoddy wooden dresser in the corner, and there's a couple of like just wooden benches for other people to sit on in the room.
Yeah, it's no Motel 6, I tell you. Not a lot of amenities here.
Yeah, well,
aren't you a deacon here?
Yes, I'm one of the deacons. I'm in charge of working with the lower class, and so I don't really have access to some of the niceties that the higher deacons have access to.
Swage takes his big hand and just pats you on the back.
Okay, yeah, he like appreciate. It does hurt a little bit, but he does appreciate the gesture. So are you guys kind of funneling into his room?
Yeah. So Deacon, we have information that someone wants to blow up the church, and it's coming from what I think is probably the source that's been doing the bombings. So some of the other ones might not have been credible, but I think this one is probably, maybe you should shake a stick at it.
I don't think anyone's going to actually like take it seriously. I don't like Ramus definitely won't.
Fine with me.
I really don't care. I'm not from this town. I'm just trying to do my due diligence. I think this is all hogwash and baloney.
Have you seen told. The size of this church?
Yep. Sure have.
What kind of bomb is going to be able to destroy this place?
There's a first for everything.
On top of that, I mean, no offense, but there was kind of a bomb that destroyed the forest, and so the forest seems to be wanting to destroy you.
That was logging.
That was logging, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Building logging.
It's a metaphorical bomb.
I don't really know anything about that.
Yep.
What happened to Sasha?
That's not really...
We don't know.
Long and short is... I mean, it sounds like you guys had a... some sort of conversation going on. Can you just help us understand what it was you were talking about?
Yeah. So I'm in charge here. My specific responsibility is to relieve the grief of people who have lost people they love.
And you're right.
I'm sure you've heard the panic is going wild out there right now with people talking about people disappearing in the forest of lost tears. And that's not even what it is anymore, but...
Right.
What is it?
It's the forest without trees. There's no trees. It's not even a
forest.
I don't
forest.
It's not
I
a
told
forest.
You.
It's forest. Not a forest. It's a field.
Field without right, trees. Right. What if I said the word reaper? Would you know anything about
that? Oh my gosh. I've heard that so many times today. People are just crying about the reaper. I don't...
What does that mean?
The reaper?
Yeah, I don't. I'm just pretending like
should
I don't
know. Should
we not
fear the Reaper?
Well, it's an old. It's an old story.
I have come in.
From, I mean, it's from the origination of the town itself. It was said that There was the disappearances of the people, and then something about the Reaper and the decaying trees, and then the destruction of everything. It was just, I don't know how much I buy any of that, but yeah. Now I have to deal with all the people talking about how there's a Reaper in town.
Right. It's a typical situation, much like the...
Much like the hit Dave Matthews song, Typical Situation.
Yikes. Dang it.
You weren't here for episode 12 and 11.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Dave Matthews, if you're listening to this podcast,
please,
one,
talk to me.
Feel free to come on the show. Oh. Two, do you want to sponsor us? Like, I don't know.
We need a bard.
So...
what would you say? What? Just like the hit Dave Matthews song, what would you say?
Okay. So now I'm dealing with both these constant... I mean, Ramus just keeps putting me on the calls about the Reaper and the whatever.
It's just too much.
Just like the hit Dave Matthews song, too much.
Oh, gosh.
Sounds like you need a bartender to pour you a drink, just like the hit Dave Matthews song, Bartender.
I recommend the number 36.
Oh, just like the hit Dave Matthews song, number 36.
But you might die trying.
But you might die trying.
Dave
Sasha.
Matthews song.
Yeah. That's our Cody song right now. True fan doesn't need a list.
All right, there we go.
Sasha came talking to me about the victims who were specifically talking about the disappearances related to the legends, which I don't, I mean, people disappear every day. It's a big city, and just blaming it on the forest isn't going to help anyone, but she was really interested. I connected her with one of the people that talked about how their family member disappeared from this.
Right.
And who is that?
Name?
His name is Zoldric Zagerforst.
Of course. That makes a lot of sense, Zagerforst.
You say Zagerforst?
Zagerforst, yes.
Zagerforst, my name cat.
You have a cat, too?
Yeah, my cat named Zagerforst.
How many legs does that animal have?
Weird.
How many?
He's a cat. He has four legs.
Okay. I mean, horses have four legs, too. We used to
Well, he has leg. It's not real leg.
Well, what's it made out of?
It's made out of fern.
Is that wood?
No.
What's the name of the wooden leg?
Zagerforst what?
It's Zoldric Zagerforst. He is
you
the...
You take my name.
He owns a butchery on the south side of town, right next to the forest. Zagerforst. And the butchery's called Meet Your Needs.
Damn it, that's good.
I'm not gonna say how long it took me to come up with that name.
Meet your needs.
Well, I appreciate it. How close is that to Aspen's?
That is the exact opposite side of
that's
town.
Not the direction I wanted to go.
Because the butchery is literally on the edge of the forest, and then Aspen, you're talking about the coffee
next to the inn.
Yeah, it's the Portside Inn. It's like connected to it.
Gotcha. You have place for foraging in this town?
I mean,
that either means forging or foraging.
Forging.
Yeah, we're not quite sure.
Forging hammer. Forging fire.
Forging. Oh,
forging fire.
Don't have G's down.
There are a few forges in town. Yes, I'm
okay.
Sure you could find.
Well,
we can go there.
Artemis, whatever.
Arthas.
Right. Yeah, we all got that.
You hear a knock at the door, and just
Squitch,
a guy
Squitch goes
opens.
Right over the door, right near the front. He's there.
Okay. Open it.
The door opens, and you see another elf just wearing the lower robes, the same ones as Arthas. And he says, Arthas, I didn't realize you had company. And then he sees the three of you and he's like, you have interesting company.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Why, hi. Yes, hi. We sure are.
And he like walks in and closes the door And he looks at you and he's like, hello, I'm Deacon Melithus.
I roll perception.
Yeah. Okay.
I try to sense that there's good and evil in Melithus.
Melithus.
Melithus?
Melithus, yes.
That sounds evil.
Sounds like Maleficent.
That's what I was thinking.
Mel.
Okay, what'd you get for your Mel? Perception check?
Oh, should I do one too?
Well, you get just tell me you want to know if he's good or evil, and you want to sense that.
Yeah, I want to sense that.
You would sense that he's good.
Yay!
Mel!
Mel!
It's like Norm.
Yeah.
Mel!
Norm!
And you would sense that he's genuinely interested in you.
Okay.
Screw it.
And I got
what do I get with a four?
A four?
Yeah.
You see an elf.
I got an eight, so.
Don't buy Raphael's D20 if you want to roll good perception.
So bad, but if you would like a piece of today in adventuring in your own home.
I got a 19.
Just don't roll it. Just put it on a shelf.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I'll sign it.
Yeah, so you would just see, like, he is genuinely interested and He walks into the room and he's like, I just wanted to talk to Melithus. There was another report of someone vanishing, but I'm much more interested.
Oh, please, please, don't hold back on our account.
Oh, okay. And he just kind of walks over and he's like, Arthas, the near the border of the town, there was someone that said that a family member went missing and they haven't heard from them. And that's all I know. And,
how often does that happen?
Are all of them close to the southern border?
More and more so recently.
Right. All right.
Who are you guys?
I'm just concerned citizens.
Mm-hmm. You live in River League?
Concerned citizens of Eiffel.
We have a timeshare.
Oh, in River League?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's right next to the river and the lake. It's wonderful.
Oh, like next to the university?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
On the other side.
Oh, wow.
I am undercover cop.
And I look over the switch, I just like give him a thumbs up. Like that we're doing like the joking still and just like, good job, so good.
He's like,
I need coffee.
There are literal tears coming out of my eyes.
That's a thing he does. I wouldn't.
I got yelled for coffee. Coffee better.
Yeah, yes. I can't wait to teach you the donut one.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay, we might have. We don't really.
You don't need to get him a coffee.
No, that was just.
It's an
inside joke.
You'll need coffee.
It was a joke. We'll get coffee.
Going to Aspen's.
Okay. That's all I had.
That disappeared on the southern border. Okay.
What was that name?
The name of the person that disappeared?
Yeah, yeah.
The family member. Their name was Jeremy.
Okay. Jeremy.
Do you want a last name?
That'd be ideal. Yes. It's hard to find just a simple Jeremy in town.
Yeah, his name was Jeremy Forth.
Forth?
Forth. Okay. Jeremy Forth.
You could be more forthright.
I almost said forthright.
Did he say fork?
No. That's something totally different, bud.
Okay.
Don't you worry. We'll get you to a forgie.
So you are just visiting the city in your timeshare?
Why did you think we're special?
Well, I've never seen a dwarf and two humans in this part of the church. I didn't know why Arthas would.
We got kicked out by Father Ramon.
Butthead.
Oh, Father Ramus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is less than sympathetic to those that less he than, views as.
Well, I even than. Tried to clean the floor and he got all mad about it. I don't know what's
Were
going on.
Were you the one that spit on the floor?
Spit shine.
To spit is derogatory. I was trying to clean a spot of dirt on the mighty, beautiful temple of Solon.
So it was you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That was the police report I filled out earlier, probably.
Yeah, you're pretty fast at that. That's a good response time.
The police arrive rather quickly when it has something to do with the church.
Gotcha. Is there a way we can get out of here without interacting with the police or the father?
Yeah, I can take you out through the priest's exit.
That'd be great. I appreciate all of this. And what was your name? Was
Milithus.
Milithus and Arthas. And all right, guys, this has been great. I really appreciate it. Maybe we could try it again sometime. But right now, I think it's probably best we head on our way.
Okay.
Out the side door.
Yeah, so they kind of lead you down a hallway, and you see, as you're going, you see like a woman who's kind of sweeping the hallway. She's wearing like kind of like nun's clothing, I would say. She just kind of like shyly goes to sweeping a little bit more, and he leads you out the side of the church. And now you kind of like are on the side, and this is just like a really straight wall, and you see this tall hedge in front of you. And he's like, if you go just down the hedge a little bit, you'll see kind of like a gate to get out. I'm not going to go because they're probably going to want to ask me some more questions. So getting back in the building would be better for you.
Real quick before we get too far away, that lady in there, she looked familiar to you guys?
Like,
and I'm asking Arthas and Milithus.
Yeah, that's Arcadis. She is one of the nuns here.
Okay, that's all I need. Thank you.
That was weird.
We keep going forward.
Okay. Okay, so you guys have kind of found your way out of this kind of side area around the church. Where you like? What's your plan now? What do you want to do?
What time of day is it?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it's approaching evening.
I said we go.
Yurnhof hungry.
We could.
I have no idea who Yurnhof is.
Yurnhof horse. He had three legs.
We could go see the horse.
I don't want
the horse
sleep
is back
on
at
rocks.
The university. I will say you left him like by the university with food. He wouldn't be hungry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem.
The university has like a
stable.
Like stable. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm good.
He's well taken care of right
we
now.
We can go to the inn. Or we could go to the south side.
I feel like Portside Inn is going to give me a nice rest, whereas sleeping on...
Someone going to try to kill us there?
That's always a risk. Sphage's nice rock pillow.
Nice rocks.
Very nice rocks. I am a fan of a solid, firm bed.
You could sleep on my floor. We could take some rocks in my room, Sphage.
Sphage need no bed. He sleep for.
Okay. I'm down with going to the inn.
So I say we head north, set our home base, and then
get a cup of coffee in the morning.
Right.
Yeah. You definitely know where you're going because, like, from the church, there's a road that leads directly to the port. And then the port side is kind of the main business district of the area. And there's a lot of small businesses right there. You have the port side inn. There's a small casino in between those two. There's a small coffee shop. Plenty of other businesses spread throughout. If you're looking for something, you'll probably find it there. So you walk from the church up the pathway. It takes a long while because it's a few miles to get to the actual port. But you could see it from the church. So you guys kind of arrive in that square. Are you just going straight for the port side inn? Or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'd be down just going and get a room.
Would I have passed the casino?
Is there a forge on the way?
So the way it kind of happens is you walk the port side in. So as you're like, okay, you're walking up the road, and as you walk into the port side business district, you have the port side in, which is directly next to the road, facing the water. Next to that, you have the small coffee shop, and then next to that is the casino.
And the forge is...
The forge, I would say if you're looking for a forge of types, it would be in this district. You would just have to look around a little bit to find it.
Because, you know, I kind of want to see what other people do in their forges.
Yeah. So...
How about you head in and talk to Cyril? And get Cyril?
Cyril?
No, Cyril.
Cyril?
Cyril. Don't make that joke. He won't think it's funny. Go ahead and talk to him.
He'll think it's killer.
Get us three
three of the regular rooms.
Killer.
Okay, three regular rooms.
And then you can meet me over and you can test out your gearworks on a real table.
Are you going to the casino?
Heck yeah, I'm going to the casino.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
Oh, it's a great idea.
But doesn't
we got to make money somehow.
Taggart?
This isn't as closely related to Taggart.
They play Nave Nade at casino?
I bet they do. They've got several of the ethnic games and stuff. So I would say that there's a good chance. I've never played that one though.
Nave Nade.
Is it a good game of chance?
No chance. Well, little chance.
Yeah, chance is good with me.
It have cards.
All right, now we're talking. You're gonna have to show me that one. And then I think if you go probably four houses down and turn in right on the corner of this block, there's a fork I remember having to use one time.
So Sage reaches in his back, his backpack, and pulls out a board with a bunch of holes in it.
And yeah, I've not seen
Dave Noddy.
Yeah, I've not seen that on too many floors.
Well, I'd say you are recognize it.
It's just it seems like one of the games that's off to the side a little more.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Are you guys splitting up?
Sounds like we're splitting up. Forge Casino and rooms.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna go. We're
I feel like to, we're all gonna end back at the casino. That'd
we'll
be my...
start with Dad. You're gonna walk up like you follow his instructions. It's really easy to find. Up to the left, you look at the port, and then you walk a little bit along the pier, and you see this rather open building with a fire blazing inside. You see a elven woman behind the forge, and she has this large hammer, and she's pounding away at a piece of metal.
I go watch forge.
Okay. I'm
gonna go in there, and she's a large woman or just kind of a
she looks muscular and strong with like hard hands and kind of a hard expression, but she's not like beefy, I would say.
Okay. And she's pounding on some kind of metal that...
Yeah, it looks like probably what you would see is like a small kitchen knife is she's working on right now, forming it, shaping it.
Okay. So I go up and I say, you have nice hammer.
She kind of stops what she's doing and she looks up and she sees the maul on your back with the anvil on it. And she looks you kind of up and down. And she says, are you some kind of blacksmith yourself?
Yeah, I like the forge, and I make a weapon, and I make armor and hammer, and yeah, I like it. It's very fun.
Did you craft that maul that you wear on your shoulder?
Yeah, it's not special. It's anvil with, I have a mandrel on the end of anvil I can remove. See, watch. So I grab the edge of the anvil and I twist it really hard to the side and the end comes off, the pointy end of the anvil, and then I can, it looks like there's a handle underneath and I can hold it up like, yeah, I poke with mandrel.
Wow. It does seem like a fantastic custom piece.
Yeah.
May I interest you in any of my weapons or designs?
I look.
Okay. Are you just kind of wanting to like spend time as she's for like just watching?
I actually am kind of fascinated with the forge itself.
Yeah.
Trying to look at how she got it all set up and whether, you know, I'd make changes to my forge based on what she's doing.
Yeah.
And then I'd look at the craftsmanship, see if there's like anything special that I...
Yeah, you see...
I've never tried.
You see this, like, little coal area, and she'll stop what she's doing for a little bit, and then she'll go and shovel some coal into this large, kind of burning metallic structure. And then you see it,
like,
steam...
Like, square, or...
It's kind of round.
Oh.
And then you see some steam coming out one of the sides, and you see this cylinder kind of spinning, and she'll, like, pull a lever... And when she pulls the lever, it starts spinning faster. And then you see a tube running from the back of that spinning structure into this secondary kind of stone structure with a fire inside. And when she pulls that lever, like you see the coals inside start glowing like brighter and brighter and brighter as air is funneled through that mechanism into the forge.
Yeah, I instantly figure out what it is and what it's for, and I'm fascinated because I don't use that method for heating my forge, and I'm like, wow. Yeah, so I'm kind of impressed.
Okay.
By that particular way to heat up a forge.
Yeah. So sorry, I'm going to cut you a little short because we are running short on time, sure. But I'm going to switch over to Cody.
Yeah, I'm sure blacksmithing.
I love that.
No, that was really cool. Yeah.
That was gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was super exciting.
That was great.
Going to switch over. You're walking into the... No, Cody. We're going to go to you and then we'll end with him. We're going to have you walk into the casino. You're going to go to that table that you know so well. And you see your friend who, as he always is... just running that Gearworks table in the corner. There's no one else there right now. It's just him.
I sit down and go, hey, Bartimus, how's it going, man?
Johan.
It's been a long, long time.
It's a bromance here.
I see you're still here working the table the way you do. Coming in on top tonight?
I mean, the house always wins.
Not against me.
Well, you're the first who's ever beaten me.
Yeah,
but
Lady does shine.
It's been slower recently.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's a lot of unease in town. Even in the people that are looser with their money, they're worried. So I'm sure you've seen the effects of some of the recent attacks.
I have. I wasn't too far from that last, tree sprouting incident.
Yeah.
It was weird, man.
This is too bad. I heard this time someone actually died in the incident.
That's been an uncommon piece, for sure. Have you heard anything else? I mean, up here in this part, it seems like down south people going missing and whatnot.
Nothing but old legends, honestly. That's all I mean, I know some of it, but...
Like, I've been on the road for quite some time. I've heard a lot of legends. Is there any more, like, some talking about a reaper and whatnot? What's up with that?
Someone brought up a reaper?
Yeah, it was nuts.
Well, let's just say this has all happened before.
Well, how about you deal me in? And I got a newbie that'll probably be over to try it out, and I'll let you do your work.
He starts dealing you, and as he's dealing, he starts talking. He's like, "What did you want to know about these legends?"
I mean, help me understand the Reaper piece, and what are some of the others that seem to be coming up more often here lately?
Okay. What I'm guessing, honestly, is it's some organization that's using the stories from the history of River Lake to incite fear.
Right. Honestly. I mean, you don't give a whole lot of credibility to too many things. So.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, this is the story of how River Lake was founded, was that these trees, there was actually a civilization here before River Lake.
Of course, there's always somebody before.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how it is.
I don't remember exactly what the name of that civilization was, but there was this stories about these trees that were coming up and the Reaper who had death follow him.
That's crazy. I mean, and death follows us all, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I was like...
We're all going to end up there somehow. So
that's dumb. I don't know.
Urban myth.
But ridiculous. It talked about how buildings were destroyed, trees came to life. I mean, all these things were happening, and I don't know, people were vanishing because of the forest, and people go missing, buildings destroyed, giant old trees, the Reaper, and then just, I don't know.
Right. You know, this is kind of the stuff that just... You sit around a table, you share it, and you laugh, and you go home and sleep peacefully at night. I don't get
how this has anything to do with the reality of it. But
People are worried because that's what led to the fall of the previous civilization. That's all we have written about it was from the three surviving Elva children that were left after this everything disappeared.
Right, Barty, but you know as well as I do that's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo to set up the tiers and the hierarchy. You can't just go on and on about all this. You got three elves that know better, and all of a sudden they become the omnipotent power of Iflheim, and that's the whole structure. It's a whole social world.
I mean, yeah, it's basically what happened. It was just three children. Maybe they just settled here and lost their families and made up this story about how the civilization was gone and talked about how the wrath of the sun god burned down everything. I don't know.
You would think people who are so concerned about the wrath of the sun god might take care of whatever the sun god is trying to take care of. Just saying.
Honestly. No
joke. We met one of the fathers down in town, and he just didn't quite
you
take
met a... the father? Yeah. Father Ramus?
Not a big fan of me, let me tell you that.
He's not really a fan of anyone.
Yeah, Father Ramus and Johan don't get along.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, I got a couple other buddies that are coming in. There was another game that one of our friends mentioned and kind of like real quick threw up the look of like... I think it's that one over there. I pointed to the board of like Knave Noodle, Knave Noodle,
Knave Noodle. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Nadley,
yeah.
Is that a
Noddy?
Noddy, Knave Noddy. Yeah, that's an old game.
Yeah, you got a good dealer on it. Or how does that all play out?
Yeah, I mean it's a game of, I mean definitely luck, but much more skill as well. You have to know how to play the game.
Yeah, luck.
I don't know how you'll do. Where was your lady when you gave me all your money last time you were in town?
You and I playing at the end is different than me playing here. I'm just going to say that. Like, you know, once you got to shut it down here, we can go over and you can show your skill, quote unquote, to Raf, and I can watch you just swindle and deal. That's all it is.
I'm going to say you guys continue to chat. And like if we were watching a movie, the camera would slowly pan backwards as you guys are kind of playing cards together.
Beautiful.
And then Raphael, you walk into the good old Portside Inn.
Yeah, tell me what am I looking at?
Yeah, you've got kind of it's a nicer looking. Kind of hotel style. It's got a nice lobby leading back, and you've got kind of not a cup. Like there's people drinking from Aspen's coffee shop. Like they have kind of cups around, and you've got the what's the guy that takes bags called?
Bellhop.
Bellhop. Bellhop standing near the front of the entrance, and then the person behind the counter is looking at you as you walk in.
I kind of like put my hand up like, hey, you must be Cyril, is that you?
It was Cyril, right?
Cyril.
My name's Cyril.
Say it one more time.
I don't think I will. Are you paying for a room?
Three rooms, please. I saw your name on a flyer outside and it was kind of wet, so I couldn't quite read it. Cyril, was it?
Cyril, yeah.
My apologies. Yep, three rooms for the evening would be exquisite.
Okay. He kind of gestures to the bellhop.
Oh, we don't have any bags.
He's going to go prepare your rooms for you.
That would be great.
Okay. He runs off and then he reaches behind his counter and kind of grabs the keys. And I would say you kind of have a budget that the commander's given you for kind of like room and board.
Oh, we have a per diem?
Yeah, basically. So, because I really don't want to worry about that. So, yeah. So he gives you your keys for the three rooms. And
which one has the best view between you and me?
The best view. So you have two rooms facing the city, and yep. They both kind of look back toward the church. So they're all right. But then you have a room on the front of the inn, and it's got this beautiful view of the port, which is just like water as far as you can see, boats coming in and out.
Sure.
With the smallest bed.
Which key is that?
It's the one that you want it to be.
Yeah, that's the one that I keep then.
All right.
Cyril, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We will tab out in the morning, and I would like to get my receipt because I will have to upload this in my travel documents.
Are you going
to
tip him a coin of some kind?
Not yet. I'll tip the bellhop.
Yeah, so you get your rooms. Are you just going to head straight to your room? Or?
I think I'd probably go try to find Skondrag and Swage and give them their keys.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, Swage would still be in the forge watching the elven woman work, and then you would still be at your Gearworks table working with them. Are you just dropping them off, or yeah, are you gonna...
I think I would just drop them off and probably go back.
Okay.
You said you're going to the casino.
Yeah, though. Then I would probably join Skondrag at the casino, okay. I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
All right. You join him at the table with him and his friend there.
Hey, friend.
Howdy. Well, Raf, Bartimus, Raf.
Do you know each other?
I mean, it's common courtesy to get to know your dealer.
That's fair. Has he taken all your money like you take all mine? And I kind of nudge Skondrag.
I kind of wink at Bartimus.
Yeah. Wait, what? Wait, who are you nudging and winking at?
I nudge Skondrag.
Okay. And you were saying, does he take all your money?
Yeah. Like Bartimus, have you taken all Skondrag's money? Oh, like Skondrag okay. Yeah, takes
yeah.
all mine?
Yeah. And Bartimus looks at you, he's like, ha, he talks a big game, but he's basically given me all of his gold.
I know the feeling.
And just as you say that, I'm gonna, how are you playing today? Let's roll a d20 and see how well your Gearworks is playing today.
Plus what?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. I got to have luck in there or something.
You have advantage.
11.
11? You've lost a little bit of money.
I'm on the plus side of 10, man.
The house is winning right now.
It always does.
You got over 15. You'd be making some money. But 11? Not so much.
Let me roll again.
Give me a squeeze your shoulder while you're rolling.
I don't need your hand. I need somebody else's. Well.
Yeah. So you see a little bit of a little bit of your guys' per diem.
Hey, are those the coins that the commander gave us?
Bartimus looks at you and he's like, Commander, what'd you join the military? Johan?
Yeah, you don't want me in no military, that's for sure.
You know that has to pay for our rooms for the rest of the stay, right?
Right, so you better sit down and start winning.
Okay.
And he deals you in? Are you guys going to play for the rest of the night?
That's where I'm going to be.
Feels like it.
All right, well, I guess that's the perfect place to end this episode then.
Today in Adventuring is an actual play D&D 5e podcast. For all business-related inquiries, please send an email to tadvpodcast@gmail.com. I'm Will, the DM of the show, and we have Rich Powers playing Sveg Patella, Ike Matum playing Raphael Grendich, and Cody playing Skondrag, the Forgotten. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time to see what's happening tomorrow in Adventuring.